The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. He was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall not worship the Lord your God, and him alone will you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, let's begin with a reflection on the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. The church assigns temptation stories in the beginning of Lent because temptation comes to everybody. We are surrounded by temptation, and they have become so familiar to 21st century life that we scarcely notice them. We are told that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit when he went to the desert. The devil knows well that he is tempting the Son of God, and the victory over him is an impossible task, so he comes up with cleverly suggestion. He knows that Jesus is in the desert for a long time, during which he ate nothing, and so he is hungry. Hence he suggests to Jesus to use his divine power and change a stone into a loaf of bread. Jesus says that man shall not live by bread alone. Wealth and power are perennial desire of men, and yet Jesus resists the devil's empty suggestion that the world and in it everything belong to him. When tempted, do we turn to God for a strength? In the first reading, we have heard the Israelites' confession of faith, wherein they all confess the major events in the history and the possession of the promised land. As a part of the ritual, the people present a basket full of their produce to the priest at the sanctuary. By this, they acknowledge that the fact all the products of the land belong to him. The priest accepts the basket and places before the altar. In all three Gospels, the temptation proceeds immediately after Jesus' baptism. In trying to understand the temptation scene, we must keep in mind that the battle with Satan lies at the heart of Jesus' mission. In the first temptation, Jesus is challenged to use his power as son in his own interest to seek food for himself apart from Father's design. The devil does not aim to cause Jesus to doubt his divine sonship. He knows who Jesus is. Rather, he tempts Jesus on how to live on it as a son of God. The devil knows that Jesus is hungry, and so that he changes the stone to bread to satisfy his hunger. If the devil succeeds, the stone, then he could humiliate God in the eyes of the people. But Jesus does not use his divinity to avoid human pain and suffering. Yes, my dear friends, to tempt him further, the devil shows him all the kingdom of this world in a moment of time and falsely claim that they are all his and promise him to give them to Jesus. In offering Jesus all the kingdom, authority, and glory, Satan was attempting to suggest that all the power, wealth, glory, and fame that the world could offer were there for Jesus taking, but Jesus refuses. In the third temptation, as taking place on the pinnacle of the temple in the holy city of Jerusalem, the center of the Jewish religious life. In this final temptation, Jesus was urged to doubt God. Satan suggested that Jesus should put God to the test. If you are the Son of God, throw yourselves down. Trusting in the divine protection, Jesus responded, "Do not put your Lord, your God, to the test." Sometimes we become hungry, angry with God when he fails to respond to tests we set up for him. The devil tries repeatedly to tempt us to do something reckless to persuade us to expect God to rescue us from the consequences every time. Jesus teaches that the spirit-filled life requires unconditional surrender to God's will. The temptation presented to Jesus to recall the experience of the Israelites people, and they wandered in the desert for 40 years. Christ wandered for 40 days. The devil departed from him for a time. The evil one would continue testing Jesus throughout his entire life, even on the cross. That is why St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, in order to be able to stand against the wills of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Help us to do just that because they help us to put on Christ. Yes, my dear friends, the Holy Spirit who brought Jesus safely through the temptation and empowered him for his ministry. So, the departure of the devil is not the permanent. Devil is not about to admit defeat, and he will reappear in greater force, and he faces his passion. We must guard against temptation through his trust in God, and God will ensure us victory over the temptation in our life. So, my dear friends, like Jesus, every one of us is tempted to seek sinful pleasure, easy wealth, and sinful means to attain good ends. But Jesus is our model for conquering temptation through prayer, penance, and effective use of God's word in the scripture. Temptation makes us true warriors of God by strengthening our minds and hearts. We are never tempted beyond the God's strength God has given us. That is why St. John says, "The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Hence, during the Lent and the rest of the year as well, let us confront our evil tendencies with prayer, knowledge of the Bible, and prepare us for the moment of temptation by enabling us to know Jesus more closely and clearly, and to love him more dearly and follow him every day by day. Amen.